Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, of course, as we do each and every Friday, we check in with Life and Style Weekly in New York for a recap of the week that was and all the latest hookups and breakups as well. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe joining me now. A more serious note regarding Jennifer Hudson. She's been in court recently because the trial is currently going on regarding the man that allegedly murdered her family, right?
Absolutely. As you know, tragically, she lost her members of her family, and they were murdered, and now she is going to trial, and she is vowing to stay there every single day to fight for her family and, you know, just get this guy in jail. And she's just really standing strong through this nightmare. And obviously, you know, she's an Oscar winner and she was really like on, you know, her A game right now. And this just kind of like hit her from the side. But she's really standing strong and her fiance has really been her rock. And obviously her son has been there the whole time, too. And she's just going to stand up throughout this whole thing.
And it's amazing that she's been able to stand strong with her family in addition to still continuing her career. She hasn't put that on a hiatus at all, so she's been able to kind of do both. And I'm sure the career has kind of acted as almost a form of escape to get away from kind of all this as well.
People love her and are going to support her the whole way.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. To more happier news, Beyonce and Jay-Z. I love that these two, despite the fact that they're both A-listers, despite the fact that they are constantly under the public microscope, still go out in New York on dates.
And you know what? Just like normal people, they go out for some pizza.
Yeah.
We caught up with them. We saw them out in Brooklyn getting some of their favorite. It was actually a posh pizza joint, of course, because Beyonce and Jay-Z are very posh.
Uh-huh.
But they just enjoyed some pizza on a date night and shared a bottle of wine.
Jay-Z embodies New York. And so it makes sense that he and Beyonce would go in New York if they're going to go out. Of course they go for pizza, right?
Of course. And they had some calzones, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Life and Style broke this news, I want to say a couple months ago, that Lea Michele and Corey Montez. Is that how you say his last name, Jordy?
Yep.
Glee co-stars. And they have a romance on camera, but apparently that romance has also transferred off camera as well. And I think it was Juliet, or maybe it was you, Jordy, that was trying to console me because I have a crush on Lea. And you were trying to say, well, it's Hollywood, it's celebrity, it's not going to last that long. Apparently it is lasting because now they're moving in together?
Well, it seems that way. Lea Michele just bought a $1.4 million Hollywood Hills mansion. And I'm sure Corey is going to be spending a lot of time there. It's a beautiful little oasis with a spa and some outdoor patios and a huge master suite and a pool. But seems like it's going to be their love nest, at least for right now. That doesn't mean you can't move in later.
I love how you're trying to like break the news to me like very softly, as if I'm like a child that's going to be in tears after this.
I don't want to crush your heart.
I mean, it is what it is. It happens, I suppose. Are you judging me that Lea Michele's my celebrity crush? As well, be honest.
Well, it's just an interesting celebrity crush. I'm curious to know why.
She seems like a nice girl.
Okay.
You know, I do find her attractive. She's talented as well, and she, you know, definitely seems like a girl that's got her, you know, her head on her shoulders the right way. And I'm correct with that assumption, right?
I believe so. And you know what? You'd probably like in terms of her house. It's actually pretty modest considering celebrity homes. It's only a 2-bedroom little bungalow up in the Hollywood Hills. She just really wanted a low key escape. The driveway's not even paved. So
wow.
There you go. Another reason to love her.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't, you know, doesn't seem too high maintenance either. Exactly. But, you know, then again, she's off the market. So I really shouldn't be talking myself into this in the first place.
Just for now.
You guys keep saying for now. Then watch, 2 weeks from now, we're going to be talking about how she's engaged. I'm waiting for it. But all good. If that's the case, you know, as long as she's happy. All right. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.